Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio on this August 29th, 2011. I'm your host, Wes Snapper, and we have our co-host, DB Hint, and we're going to be bringing it to you tonight on this Michael Jackson's 52nd birthday. So sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio.
Oh, in the touch of your body,
Thank you.
goes out to all the two-steppers out there in Kansas City and all the lovers that's out there listening as well. Then to Michael Jackson, may you rest in peace, my brother. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio on this August 29th, 2011. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we do have a fantastic show for you this evening because we're going to be bringing it back to you. Talking about last week, we're going to bring it to you again. Okay. Our guest here, BB, are you here?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you. And I'm sure we got everybody else here. Then I want to see if we have Miss Pink here. Are you here?
Pink is here. Hello.
How are you doing, Pink? How's it going?
It's going well. It's good to be back. Hi, TV.
Oh, yes. We hey, always like having you on the show. Yes, we do. And is Miss Cotton here? Waiting on her to come in, and we have a couple of other people that's probably here on the line as well, and we're just going to go ahead on. Now, Pink, what is your area code you're calling from so I can make sure I don't cut you off?
770.
Okay, I got you. All right. And I know, DV, you all the ones, right? Okay. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to give everybody a chance to kind of introduce themselves again. Who's here, and once we do that, then we'll get right into the show. As we were talking last week, the show was getting very good as we were talking about relationships and how to kind of, you know, handle your mate, how to be, not handle your mate, but how to be a positive for your mate, because a lot of people don't know what they need to do to help their mate get where they need to get to. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to kind of talk about that, as well as relationships and as well as things that happen outside of the house, you know, outside of the bed, you know, that helps you when you do get to the bed. So Pete, can you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are. And so we know, you know, the people that don't know, I mean, I'm sure there's not anybody that don't know who you are, but we're going to get you to go ahead and do that right now. How about that?
Sounds good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Pink. I'm and that's spelled with a Y, so it's P-Y-N-K. And Pink is a pseudonym for my erotica titles, so that people can identify those. I've written 3 erotica titles, Erotic City, Sexaholics, and 69. And my 4th title comes out next year. It's called Politics, Escorts, Blackmail. I did
wow.
notice that's a little bit similar vein of Acts of Congress, huh?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, but you might be a little deeper than me. I don't know. We're going to have to see.
That's good.
Hey, well, that's all right, though. We need to talk about the politics and the sexual activities thereon that we pay for. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, that's good. And I think, Ms. Cotton, are you here now, Ms. Cotton?
I am here.
How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, well, we're good, too. Let's say hi to Pink and DV.
Hello, Ms. Cotton.
Hey, DV.
Hey.
As I was saying, we're going to give you a chance now, Ms. Cotton, to go ahead and introduce who you are and let the audience know. I mean, everybody knows who you are anyway, but we still want to give you that opportunity. And then we're going to get right into the questions or the subject that we were talking about last week as a continuation. We really want to get into it. A lot of people have been chiming in and wanting to know more about relationships. So go ahead and kind of let everybody know who you are, and then we'll get to it.
Hey, everybody. I'm Miss Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. Right now I have 5 books out. I do poetry, of course. And I'm working on book 6 and 7 to get them out there. But I'm trying to get Jill Scott famous. You know, I want everybody to know who I am. So I focus on relationships, the sexual aspect, the love aspect, the intimate aspect of is what I write about. So,
right. So, now, ladies, have y'all had a chance to kind of think about this? You had a whole weekend or a whole week to ponder on this subject. So, and we kind of hit on some, I think, some key
problems or subjects last week on how we should handle our people that we care about enough that we want to be with. And, of course, the biggest thing that we kind of talked about was the communication piece of it. And, you know, there is an important piece that we didn't talk about last week and how our conduct is outside of the bedroom that will kind of entail how we act in the bedroom. So we want to get there as well. DV, are you there? Okay, DV is out right now. He'll probably be back in. Okay, so what we're going to do is, so when you guys were pondering on that, kind of give me, I guess we can kind of do a recap of what we kind of spoke on last week. Some of the stuff we spoke on basically was communication with your mate and the importance of that. I think that, you know, we really need to kind of go into that subject in that area because I think that's where we're lacking in a lot of our sexual relations that we have with our people, you know, with the people that we care about, that we're trying to have an intimate relationship with. And we're talking about relationship that someone that you care about, not a booty call or nothing like that. But I mean, if you want to make somebody your side piece or your jump off intimate, then in that aspect, then I don't think that they'll continue to be just the jump off. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about someone that you're trying to be, you know, in a relationship with. So anybody want to kind of go into that?
Well, this is Pink. I will say, yeah, I was thinking about last week and some of the things we talked about. They were interesting. I had people email me and ask me questions. And I think that what's great about your show is that you give people a forum to talk about what we normally don't talk about, you know, the taboo
right.
subjects. And I think that the whole aspect of sex for a woman is different than sex for a man. For women, it's much more mental. If you can have an argument with a woman, and a man may want to make up by making love, but a woman's really got to be shifted into that mood that she needs to be in. And so you talked about foreplay early in the day that starts earlier and works into the bedroom or the kitchen or wherever. But I do think that communication is important because even when we discussed sometimes – you said sometimes guys may have an ego, and if you're trying to tell them about something that maybe they could do to please you, they may not take it well. But I think as women, it's our responsibility to know how to ask. It's not what you do, it's the way you do it. So maybe we could...
I'm glad you said that.
You know, we could compliment first and say, you know, that felt really good. Maybe not even bring it up during, not saying a little to the left, but during the pillow talk phase afterwards and say, you know, that felt really good, and, you know, I was thinking about maybe next time we could try this, or is there anything that you can suggest that I can do? And ask,
right.
you know, compliment first. In every aspect of relating,
yes.
to compliment first, or to ask, is now a good time, or, you know, you did a really great job, and I love it when you do this, not just blurting
right.
out, you know, in the midst of it. So, you know, that works in and out of the bedroom, not just, you know, from a sexual aspect, but also if you want to go see a certain movie or there's something you want to do. It's all in the way that you communicate to your mate. It's
right.
important.
And I think you're right. I know you're right, absolutely. And you know, like you said, it's how you talk to the person, you know, especially, and like I said in the beginning of the show, we're talking about intimacy with someone that you plan to be with for a long period of time or for the rest of your life.
Yes.
We're not talking about just some booty call or somebody that you just want to fuck today and then next week you don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm
mm-hmm.
just, you know, I'm just trying to be real with it. So I just want to make sure now. DV, do I have you now?
Can you hear me, man?
Yes, I have you now. Okay.
All right.
So what is your, I know you have something to say on that. So can you bring something for that?
I mean, like, you know, Pink hit it, you know, based on the head, because the truth of the matter is, as men, we are kind of emotionally infantile, you know. Like, you know, think back to the days when we was kids where somebody said something we ain't like, time to fight, and then 10 minutes later we're friends again. And we carry that
right.
into adulthood. You tell us something we don't want to hear, we want to fight, but 10 minutes later our dick hard. You know what I'm saying? And that's just
right,
who we
right,
are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's just an extension
yeah,
of
yeah.
that's how we deal with our power.
But that's men, though.
Right.
Because women aren't that way.
Right. Oh, and like
yeah.
you said, women are vested in their emotionally. You know, men are, you know, we like what we see. Women typically like what they feel. So,
well,
I mean,
exactly.
jumping, you know, getting, you know, to put it on that point, If you really plan on being with somebody, then the number one thing you got to do is be able to talk to this person on your level. You don't want to talk
exactly.
down to them and make them feel
nope.
like they're less than what they're worth. But you
exactly.
know, you don't want to treat them like a child either. You know,
your
so,
dick wasn't hard enough. You need to make your dick harder. You know, you can't be doing
yeah.
that like that.
You know, because if you got a, that's what I'm saying. If you got a woman who dictating what she likes, you don't want to hear that. You know,
yeah.
Nobody wants a military style lover. You know what I'm saying? Where she,
I don't
you
know.
Where she,
I
shouting out.
I don't know. I didn't have something. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, first, what I'm saying is if you get in
right.
the mood, you don't want somebody like you know, three steps left, three, you know, march. You know what I'm saying? You don't want
exactly.
that. You know, because
right.
it's stressful. And as a man, you know what I'm saying? How you feel. You know, if you feel like you're doing something, you know, you like, why? You know, you hard like a lion. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like
right.
you ain't doing nothing, nice. You know, you don't feel like you want to have sex with this person anymore.
That's
so,
why
I
the
mean,
woman has to make the man feel like that, you know, baby, you did this to me so good and blah, blah,
right.
and, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you do this like this next time, it'll be even better, baby. You know, you got to build his
yeah.
ass up. That's,
right.
Because
even if that man come in 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying, make him feel like it was the best 5 minutes or 30 seconds, however long it took that nigga to nut, that you ever had. And I promise you, you know, the next time around, he going to last a little longer. And the next time around, he going to last a little longer because you're
right.
building up his team. If you shoot it, it's no different than us telling a woman the first time she get head, you suck. This is the worst head
right.
I've ever gotten. And she ain't going to get
right,
your head
right.
no more. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? So,
now, let me say this before I let Cotton get in, because I know she's got something to say. Before I let her get in, I want to say this. We also want to get into the more adult couple, I want to say, more mature couple, and as far as making love. Like, Pink hit something really hot last week that I think a lot of older, mature sexual partners do, and it's important. And the thing that she talked about in her book, when she spoke about how they made love for 6 hours. Because a lot of times the older couples, you know, they're not coming 5 or 6 times, okay? Let's just be real about it. When you get a certain age, you're not going to be doing that shit. So what you're going to do is you do things to make that shit go longer, and you take
mm-hmm.
your time. That's why you eat, and then you fuck, and then you eat, and you fuck, and you will last 6 hours. And I think that's where she was going with that. So, I mean, maybe she wasn't, but, I mean, the more mature
yeah.
audience, I mean, let's just be real. That's what's going to happen. When you get older, your testosterone and different things are going to go on, and when you get past 40, those things start happening. So you have to be able to do what you got to do to make that thing enjoyable. And if you got a partner that will, you know, accommodate with you on that, you still make great love to someone. So it's not that you can't fuck or you got to have all this Viagra and shit. It just means it's just being real. And the reason why I'm saying it, I'm not saying it's me, but I'm saying, you know, I'm going to be 53rd. You know, I'm proud of that. So, you know, my thing is I'm still being able to go out and do what I can do and take care of and handle what I have to do, but it takes love making now. It's all about getting to the cum
yeah.
now instead of just having the cum and trying to get another one. Okay, Pink. I mean, let's get Miss Cotton in on this. Go ahead.
I agree. Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Hello?
We hear
okay.
you.
Okay. I agree. For me, I think any love making starts in the mental. And so, especially for most women, we need to know mentally that there's something more there because we're emotional creatures. And when it's being
right.
emotional, mentally, you need to be able to touch us. I've had men make love to me several times over and never touch me. You know, and sometimes it's from a
distance. Oh, man, you can tell us about that one. That sounds good.
You know?
I might want to write about that one. Shit, never touch you and get you off. I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But that's where it starts for most. That's how you can keep your woman. That's how you can keep a woman aroused mentally is touching her because, you know, men are more physical and we're more emotional. So you got to be able to touch our soul, our heart, our mind in order to really keep that excitement for us going. You know,
that's
just like
you're
saying.
You got to put the mind first before the body anyway. And, you know, You definitely have to do that because it's going to be easier for you, gentlemen that's listening, if you get your woman's mind and get her there mentally. When you get her to touch her, when you do touch her, she's ready for you, as long as you don't say some stupid ass shit.
Yeah, but see, that's the key right there.
There you go. Oh, you don't say no stupid ass shit, you'll be okay. But,
no,
yes, that's
know what? Okay, we're going to write a book about that, okay? All four of us could put in on that. We're going to know what to say in the bedroom or
right,
before the bedroom.
I think you do better put know what not to say because, man, when men read that book, it'll be a bestseller.
I'm telling you, boy. But it's true, though. We should think about that, really, honestly, on a serious tip because, I mean, there's so many relationships out there that are hurting because of communication and people not talking, or they have these egos thinking that they're the best fuckers in the world, or their dick is the hardest or the longest. And it's not even about all that. You know, it's about just taking your time with someone. You know, if you're really into that person, you should want to take your time. Why do you want to hurry up and come? You know, it doesn't prove that you're all that. And like I said, you know, it's all about getting to it. Sometimes people don't. You may not even want, if you do it right, you may not even want to come. It's the part that's before that that's getting you there. It's the journey.
But when you agree that the mental part of it lasts a lot longer than the physical part of it?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
But see, being in a relationship means being able to live outside of your comfort zone. Because, you know,
right.
There was a time where I met a girl who wanted to do phone sex. And I was like, man, I felt like a jerk. I was like, phone sex, man, that's for people who can't get none. And that was the prevailing thought in my mind.
That's DV, typical DV.
But this is the truth of the matter. Like, we started doing it, and I was like, man, this shit is real fun. You know what I'm saying? I really started getting into it. So I stepped out of my comfort zone, and, you know, instead of being a jerk about it, instead of like, man, I ain't doing that. I'm too much of a black man to do that.
DV,
I just went ahead and
guess what else you should check? You should try Skype sex. When you can actually see the motherfucker. Yeah, you get on Skype, you watch each other on the computer, and you masturbate together.
Yeah.
Try that.
And you know what?
Try that.
You're right. And thinking outside of the box, too,
there
I have this section at the end of 69, there's these pink dares you to be sexy, and there's probably 20 suggestions of what you could do. And one of them is right down the line of what DB was talking about. It's about having phone sex with your mate in the same house in a different room.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in the bedroom and they're in the den and they're on the couch and you're talking over the phone, and that's how you start it out. You can't get up and you can't. And there's even another suggestion where you just please your mate all night, or you just hug and kiss and, you know, have dinner and watch a movie and then, you know, cuddle all night and then save it for the morning. It's different things that aren't just the norm. It's about being creative when you're making love.
And that's it.
Outside
that is absolutely correct. And that's what everybody needs to start thinking, instead of just this typical, you get one cum, one nut, that's it. That's what a lot of marriages are now. It's just, you get one nut,
missionary.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's eat me, eat you, if y'all do that.
Maybe.
Then it's maybe. Then it's fuck, and then you roll over and go to fuck to sleep.
You forgot to fart two times.
That's right, you got to fart two. And you might get some in the morning, maybe. You know, that's bullshit. But you're right, taking it out of the box. And these suggestions, people, if you're listening, you need to take this down, because I'm telling you, these are things that you can do to help your relationships. You know, the things that you can do that can make things more better, and so it won't be damn routine. Because when shit is routine, it just don't work. You get tired of the same old shit. Then you'd be like Alexander O'Neill and Sherelle out there talking about everything you miss at home and shit, because you're out here looking for some other shit that you can get at home, but you ain't trying to. Okay.
That's true. Man, I know that's right.
So let me see right quick if we got anybody out there that might have a question. Let's see. There is a area code that just popped up. 321. Do you have a question? State your name, where you're calling from. Do you have a question? Yeah, they may not. Sometimes we get people and they just want to listen. How about this area code? It's 916, but it's 617 beginning. Do you have a question? Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get folks, man, and they just, like I said, they like to listen, and it's okay. But
you know what?
If you
I
do
want
have
to
any
remind you,
then,
I've got those two prizes that I'm giving away too.
Okay, why don't you tell us about that real quick?
Okay, these are these are pink. They're called Vibes, V-I-B-E. They're a beautiful shade of pink. They're like a velvety texture with a point on them, and they're bullets. They're battery operated and they're waterproof, so you can use them in the shower, the bathtub, in the jacuzzi, the wherever. And they're not meant for internal use. They're meant for external use with your clitoris. So you can be alone or you can do it with your mate or whatever, but it's direct stimulation on the clitoris. And I don't know if you can hear it.
Okay. Well, we can't hear it, but I tell you what. No, we cannot hear it, but that would be a sexy-ass sound. But let me tell y'all, though. If you call the number, 347-215-8539, this is Word Sexy Radio, and the first two callers to call in, that when I acknowledge you, if you say that you heard it on here about the what are they called, vibes?
Vibes.
Then
vibes,
you might be the
vibe,
one.
Right.
Velvet vibe, you might be the one to get that. So well, the number, again, 347-215-8539. And that's Word Sexy Radio. Well, I mean, I'll get it from my girl if she wants it. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
But we own it, though. We can't do it. So, but let me see. But if anybody calls in, if they want to try to get this, there's two of them available, and we got a whole hour to give them away. So, but so I think Miss Cotton had a couple of things that she wanted to bring up as well. She told me earlier that she had something that she wanted to add that we didn't speak on last week. Do you have that ready for us now?
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to touch a little bit more on the relationship side of it. And the women may hate me for this, but I don't really care. is that right now relationships are so horrible that the reason why I started part of the reason I started writing was because everything that I most of what I write about, I'm not getting that, you know. So down from the erotic part to the love part to the intimacy part, I haven't had that. I'm 42.
347-215-8539. Get in here and get some Miss Cotton, because she want to give up some pussy, so y'all better call in. 347-215-8539. No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry. That was an opportunity. I couldn't help it. She said she ain't getting none. Y'all better call in, goddammit.
Hello.
She's ready to give it up. Okay, there we go. All right.
No,
so,
you might get
wrong. On a serious tip. Go ahead, Miss Cotton. On a serious tip.
Thank God they don't know where I live.
Are you
still
that girl?
Amazing.
See, Red trying to pimp you out. He trying to pimp your ass.
No.
Pimp my poet. That's the name of this show.
No, on a serious tip.
Oh, my
tip.
God.
She
thank God
about,
they don't know where
writes,
I live.
I'm glad they don't. But no, seriously, though. And I didn't mean to do that. If I insulted you, I'm sorry.
But see, that's always been one of the, that's part of the problem of writing eroticism is that a part of eroticism, nobody pays attention to the other stuff that I write, is that people think that because that's what I write, that that's who I am.
And that's
so
all
I
you
have
do.
Men
I mean, we do the same thing. All of us go through that.
You
we all are these freaks that just like the fuck, and that's all we do. That's what we write about. I mean, that's
right.
What they think.
I
mean, I get people. I can't even go out. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody thinks I'm gonna put them in a damn book. All the women do that I talk to. It's, oh, you gonna put them in a book? It ain't even about that. You know, I'm a whole different person when I'm not Red Snapper, which is, you know, most of the time people don't know unless they get to see me on another tip. But the thing is it's not always about just us because we write that. Doesn't mean that we're the experts. Well, we are kinda, but we're not the people that's out there fucking everybody. So, Miss Cotton,
right.
Back to you. Now, you're saying you're not getting
and
all these things. Is it because they're intimidated by you?
I mean,
could it be that?
I don't know. It could be, but I don't even see. I think that's the best conversation that a man thinks that he could have for me, and it's comfortable for him to approach me with the sexual aspect of it because that's his comfort zone. You know, usually love,
I know Pink
love for a man. Is not usually love for a man upon approaching a woman these days is not getting to know her, but getting to see what she got between her legs. And that's another reason I started writing, because I became frustrated with that kind of behavior. It's like, come on now, there are so many other aspects of getting to know a person. The sex is the easy part. I could walk out this door right now and find somebody to fuck. I could do that.
Right.
It's easy.
Right.
I could pick up the phone and call somebody and but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something a little bit more, a lot more than that. because the sex part is the easy part. You can, like we talked about, the communication part, I can tell you how I like it and what I want. And you'll most likely give it to me because that's what you like. That's what you want to do.
Right.
You want to sexually please me. You know, if I'm telling you, you're not doing that. Okay, I don't like that. Don't do that again.
I know, that's right. Well, but it's how you tell them, though. Because, you know, some of these people just don't know how to take shit. And I hate to say it, brothers just sometimes just don't know how to take, because they think they all that sometimes. And I'm a brother. I'm not trying to dog men or bash men. I'm just saying that we just need to sometimes just listen, man. And we can get a lot further with these women if we just sit back and listen. Now, I'm going to try and see. We may have a caller that may be winning, that may have a chance to win this one of the prizes. Area code 909. You have a question? State where you're calling from, your name.
This is Cheryl Farmer. I don't have a question. I have a couple comments. First of all, I look at sex as an art. You have to be creative. And if you're not getting what you need from your mate, yes, you need to sit down and talk to your mate. But it's like men, when your dick get hard after an argument and you want to fuck, if you have that right woman, now my husband and I, we've been married for 28 years, and we can argue, and I'll look at him and say, you know what, I want to fuck this out.
But that's your relationship.
And we'll go
and nothing wrong with that.
But sometimes you have to.
Do you have a daughter? No, I'm just.
Yeah, I do. But sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to turn yourself around and let them see how it feels just to be fucked.
But you know something, though? You're right in that aspect. The reason why I'm saying that is because women, you should never turn your man down. Man, you should never turn your woman down. Because when you start doing that and using sex as a tool or something, when you get mad at somebody, what's it going to do? It's going to make them go out and do other things. So we don't want to even – you're right in that aspect.
And the older you get, the better it is. I'm 54
right.
years old, and you know what?
Right.
I can come 5-6 times.
That's great. That is absolutely magnificent. I'm sure your man is having a damn good time. I'm sure he's having a great time.
And you know, women need to get to know their body and allow their significant other to get to know their bodies. If it's something on you that you want or you desire, you have to tell them sometime, because if they want their dick sucked, they're going to tell you.
Exactly.
If they want you to grab their
balls,
they're going to tell you. So why can't women tell the men?
Now, Pink.
You know what? I understand what Cheryl's saying. Hello, Cheryl, by the way.
Hi.
And I love the way she said, I want to fuck this out. Let's fuck this out. Let's just fuck
I know that's
out.
Right. So doesn't she deserve that vibrator?
I love that.
Does she deserve that vibrator? You should get her information so we can get her that vibrator.
I already have one. Thank you.
Absolutely.
No, we're giving away two. I know you have one, but this is a new one.
I have my boxing toys, and you know, I think that's
so if you don't
thing.
Want...
Women need to invest in toys, too, because if you know your body, and sometimes, you know, it's not about the guy touching. Sometimes you can sit in a chair and watch your significant other, your partner, do herself. That turns a man on.
Yeah, we were talking about that, too.
Yeah, definitely. But the reason why I was saying the vibrator is not because you need one. It's because you was a caller that called in, and we were giving away two vibrators this evening. Now, if you don't want it, we can give it to someone else.
Well, you already have your toy. Yeah, let somebody else have it, but don't call it a vibrator, because it's a bullet.
Okay, well,
you know what a bullet is?
It's a bullet.
It's like
a vibrator.
It's power in there.
Okay. Ladies, don't dog me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That's what I'm saying. Now I know what a butterfly is. What's the difference between a dildo and a vibrator?
Dildo, vibrator, I'm sorry, egg. Whatever.
And every woman should invest in those toys. It's a great investment, because, you know, it comes a point sometimes like maybe you don't need that inner feeling. You want it.
You just need to be stimulated, not penetrated.
Right.
Yes.
And
I think what Cheryl is saying is so important. You have to get to know your body, check yourself out, find out what pleases you. There are times when you can have more than one orgasm over a period of time, depending on the person you're with, depending on how they take their time, how in tune the two of you are, how patient you are. It can be a series of time. It can be a weekend's worth of time. Of pleasing each other. There may be orgasms, there may not, but there's no pressure. It's not going to be, you squirted last time, how come you're not squirting now? Oh, well, you came too fast, how come this? You have to work with that person, and I think when you're in a relationship with someone for a long time, with men, their level of testosterone goes down. With women, our level of estrogen goes down, so we kind of balance out. in the 40s and 50s, we kind of, the men who were doing the rabbit move at 21 years old, they're not doing the rabbit move for 5 minutes at 41 years old.
And that's what I was saying earlier.
And women are more attached to themselves as they get older. Pardon me?
And see, that's what I was talking about earlier in the show when we were talking about, you know, being at a certain age and things change doesn't mean that you can't do it anymore. It just means you have to come up with a better way to get to the objective that you're trying to get to.
That's why I say sex is an art.
That's
you
all
have
we're
to be creative. And the older you get, the more creative you have to become.
And I thank you for that, Cheryl, for giving us
you
that enlightenment.
You can't look at sex as just being sex, you know. You have to look at it as an art. You have to be creative. Just like you putting on that new dress, you got to get creative to make that dress look good. When you're having sex, if he's 90 years old and you know it's going to take a little work, you get creative with it.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. That's what the whole show is about, is being creative, not just doing something. You know, that's exactly it. And we thank you for calling in. Do you have anything else you would like to say?
No, not really.
Well, damn, you gave us a great damn amount of information, and we're going to use it. And I appreciate you. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Cheryl. You're welcome. I'm enjoying this talk. I mean, I was about dying over here.
I know. Oh, okay. I'm like, okay. Keep listening.
Uh-huh. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I didn't know if you got cut off. Okay. So, now getting back to the panel. Now, like I said, she brought some great information and great insight in on what we need, and basically kind of honed and kind of gave us, what's the right words I want to use, kind of just pat us on the back as far as telling us exactly basically what we've been saying all night. And it's good to get that from someone who has been in a relationship as long as she has and knows, you know, exactly how it is to be with that person. That's why I said, you know, you can't use this kind of stuff for somebody that you just want to fuck tomorrow, and that's it. You know, this has to be someone that you're with, that you're intimate with, that you're going to be with for the long haul, or for, you know, the long haul. I'm not going to say for a long period of time. I'm talking about someone that you're with. So, you know, these things are important. So let me see if we have another caller out here that may have a question. I'm going to try area code 321 again. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Yes. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Diva D, calling from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, hey, well, thank you for calling in. Do you have a question?
I don't have a question. I do have a comment.
Okay.
I'm a type of female, like, you know, if you're not giving me what I want, I'm going to tell you how I want it. I expect you to lay the pipe. That's how I feel.
Okay.
You know, I've been married for 8 years now. And, you know, of course, my husband's a little bit older, but I feel as, you know, there's certain things that I want. I will direct him on how I want it. That's just how I am. I'm always be a freak.
And there's nothing wrong with that. We're not saying you can't.
Hey, until the day, until the dawn. Oh.
Right. We're not saying
that. And let me tell you, honey, Diva D is a big girl, and big girls can work it, because I sure hell can.
I know that's right. But look, just so you understand, Diva D, we're not trying to tell you that you can't tell your mate how to do it. It's we're saying how you do it. Whatever relationship you have with that person, how you communicate with them is the way that would fit your relationship.
Exactly.
So if you're telling him right at that moment and he's willing to accommodate you, then it's great. It's not wrong. We gave a suggestion earlier. I think Pink said that you can kind of talk about it in pillow talk. If that's the way you want to do it, then that's fine. There's no right way to do this. We're just saying that it just needs to be done. It needs to be talked about. So
exactly.
You like the pipe laid, then goddammit, he needs to lay that goddamn pipe.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you told him and he understands. But you guys are talking, right? Y'all talking about it. He knows he needs to fuck the shit out of you, right?
Yes.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It's when you get with someone and they don't know what to do, because a woman may not know how to tell them, or a man doesn't want to listen, is what we're saying. What you're doing is you already have a communication with your mate, and you guys already know what you got to do to get what you need to achieve. That's what we're talking about.
Exactly.
So since you are here, we're going to ask you this question. How did you get him to agree with the way you want to be made love to?
It's just something that we do, you know, that, you know, as we're doing it, I'm saying I want it this way. Let's try it this way. I like it this way. I'm going to orgasm this way if you do it that way. You know what I mean? So, and it's vice versa. You know what I mean? It's all about communication.
Yeah.
And what that says, though, while Diva D is doing that with her mate at the moment she's doing it, he's not the one that has that ego. That's not one of the ego guys that's like, don't tell me how to do it. He's open and wants to please her. I'm talking about the ones that get upset when you tell them to do it and maybe a better time to tell them. Mm-hmm.
He's probably the 20% that's out there and that's probably more than I should be given, that was willing to accommodate his mate. Because there's a lot of men out there. And like I said, I'm not trying to dog men, but I'm just saying there's a lot of men who have this ego who think that they are the best lovers in the world and you can't tell them shit, you know.
But you know
it's a shame.
But you know what? They got females out there that's kind of cocky as well. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's like,
We was going there, too.
Females.
I said females.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
There has not been a woman
in the history of planet Earth that say my coochie is terrible. You do not want none of this. Let's be honest. I ain't heard that from no woman no how.
No, but you got females. No, you got females that are like that too. That's just like, oh, I don't want it like that. No, let's try it this way. Or I don't know. You know what I mean? You got females that are the same way like dudes.
It's just
lazy. You know what
I mean? Let's talk about that. Miss Cotton, you are an expert in that aspect of knowing about some of these women, how they act and how they treat their men. And I just want to kind of get you to kind of expound on what she's saying there. I mean, what is the correct way that, in your opinion? Because I know I've heard how you explain to some women how, you know, things should be and how they think they should try. So can you kind of give us a little on that?
On what level? I'm sorry.
As far as, you know, how you always expound on how women should try to talk to their men. And, you know, because there are some women who, like the lady just said, there are some women that are cocky just like men that get out there and think they shit's all that and you can't tell them how to fuck. So how do you fix that?
I
know you got the answer. You better laugh. I know you know the answer. Don't let me put the Batman sound on you. Come on now.
I'm just saying. I don't think that anybody should be bragging because what works for the last person may not work for the next person.
Exactly.
If I get with DV and then I decide I want to get with you, what DV like and what you like may be two different things. And so what I did with DV may not work for you.
If I'm beating your pussy and then I eat pink pussy,
you don't like
both
that.
Y'all ain't
you know
gonna like
saying?
Y'all
so
pussy. Ain't the same. Exactly.
The most important thing is that you pick me before you pick Red. That's the most important thing.
You know, Tom, I'm going to put the sound on that one. I'm going to answer this, and I'm going to let that go. Don't pick me, but pick you, but don't pick Red. I got you. Okay.
Well,
okay,
don't pick.
I know what you're saying. Pick, yeah, I got you. But check this out, though. Lady, ma'am, from area code 321, I'm sorry I didn't get your name. Miss Diva D, I think you said your name was, right?
I am from
Orlando,
Florida.
I got you, baby. Now, was there anything else that you wanted to comment on? Or did you hit everything that you wanted to say at this moment?
Bullet.
Go ahead, baby. What did she say?
You
know,
Pink, you are so wrong for that.
What did she say?
She deserves a bullet. She deserves a bullet.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right, well, we're gonna keep going with this. We got like 44 minutes, so. And I hate these shows always go so fast when we have so much fun.
Because Diva wanted a bullet, though. Trying to get
her a bullet. She did a bullet? Now, you gonna give her a bullet?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Is she still on?
Yes, I am. Yes, still on. It's going to add to my collection.
So what we'd like you to do is, because I don't want you to give your information online, what you can do is, are you on Facebook?
Me and Pink, we're familiar with each other.
Okay,
she knows who
cool.
I am.
Then she knows how to get it to you then. Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah,
she
cheated.
Inbox me your mailing address. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Okay, well, then that's good. Now, that's one. We got one more.
Hold on. Who said I'm cheating? Is this Mr. Sir? Exactly. The one who keep yapping.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. All right. Well, now, that's one. We got one more to give away here in the next 43 minutes. So the number is to call in is 347-215-8539. This here is World Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we're talking the subject of relationships and how to handle your mate and how you should handle each other. We don't want to make it sound like one is dominant or the other, but how you should be able to handle each other in the bedroom as well as outside. Now, how does this – now, we really haven't expounded on this. I kind of want to talk on that. How do we take this behavior and activities outside of the bedroom so that we can use it to keep our mates in order, you know, for our mates to be – we can keep our relationships going in order the way we need to so that we can take it back to the bedroom in that aspect. Pink, how do we make that work?
Well, I've got this whole relationship theory that it's got to be a dance. You can't both be leading the dance. You're going to have conflict. And that works
right in
the bedroom, too. It's the same. It's the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers. It doesn't matter who's leading, but one's got to be receptive. There's got to be the respect. There's got to be the cherishing. You know, the more cherished that we are, meaning you're dealing with our feelings and our emotions, the more we can work with your thoughts. And we have to use certain words like do you think, and you use words like do you feel. And throughout the relationship, there's that dance. And
but can you take turns in that?
You can take turns in that. But the problem is you need to know you're not going
to
be able to anticipate who's doing it at what time, because there's a general makeup that we all have. You might have Donald Trump, who's more of the leader, and his wife is more the follower, but you might have Oprah Winfrey, who's the leader, and Stedman's the follower. You've got to have a dance. But also know when to acquiesce. Like even when Cheryl's saying, okay, at a certain point, let's just get in bed. You got to at some point say, okay, let's both come to terms on this and work it out. But you can't always the passive.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I don't want to cut
passive,
I'm sorry.
If you're too passive, they're not going to be able to get anywhere. And if you're too aggressive, they're going to be butting heads. So whether you're in or out of a bed, I think that's part of the attraction. It's the dance. It really is.
Right, but you know, but I sometimes want my woman to be aggressive, though. I mean, that's a turn on to me. I mean, I like to do it, too, but sometimes I want her to just let me know that she wants me. I mean, you know, I'm willing to back down and let her do that sometimes. I mean, I don't have to be the leader all the time, but I would want, you know, both of us to be able to have that. So I guess we have to have that communication where we'd be able to understand when to take control and when not to. So
I'm talking about women, and you know, when Ms. Cotton said something about women and didn't care if they get mad, I don't care if I get mad about this. We women can be very bossy. We are bossy.
Right.
We're trying to wear the pants because we didn't grow up. A lot of us didn't grow up seeing that dance. So we are very masculine. We're very liberated. We're used to being respected by our kids, and we get in a relationship. We're released, you know, used to being respected at work. We get in a relationship with bossing men around. You're late. You made the wrong turn. You're folding the towels wrong. Why didn't you this? Why didn't you that? And we're nagging them to death. And we need to know when to take
that.
The lead and when to say certain things. So you can, you know, you can be the aggressor, but I'm talking about when you're being bossy or you're overstepping each other and you don't want a passive person who you're having to drag along, but, you know, where the dance is done in exchange. That's to me what's important.
Okay. Anybody want to touch
in? Think about what Pink just said is that when you're being bossy, nobody likes to be bossed around. When you go to work, you don't want your boss bossing. You know that's the boss. You don't want him. You still want that person to talk to you a certain way because you are a grown person just like they are. So when you're at home, in my relationship, my previous marriage, I never bossed my husband. My husband never bossed me. I stroked his ego on a regular, and that kept him wanting to be in a relationship, even though the relationship, that part of the relationship was over. But he didn't want to walk away from the relationship because I'm great at feeding the ego because I know that
he is a part of me at that moment, but at the same time, we still have some respect for each other. So if I want you to do something for me, I've learned how to stroke your ego so that you're going to do it just because. You know, there won't be a battle, there won't be a fight, and you'll still feel superior.
Right.
You'll still feel superior. So I'm not bossing you, but baby, can you, you know, go down the street? And I know it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but I figure when you get back, I'm going to give you a nice massage and I'll rub your feet for you, okay? All right.
There's a fine line between bossy and confrontational. And, you know, black women typically get the stigma of simply being confrontational. You know, you see it.
Oh, my God.
You know, and you know, sometimes you see it, we love our kids, but, you know, you can always catch that one person in the line who's basically cussing out her 2-year-old for doing absolutely nothing, you know. So,
right.
I mean, the thing is there comes a time where, you know, you can't talk to kids the same way you talk to a man, because more often than not, you know, a man is just not going to take it. There are some men who will systematically take it, who are just docile. They're just like, they're not confrontational. You know, they just, you know, so what? I live with it. But most men, if you get in their face, they're going to get in your face right back. It's just just the common order of things. So, I mean, there are men who can take a bossy woman, but there are very few men who will take somebody who's constantly arguing, who's constantly frustrated, who's constantly in
your face. And that's the nagging and all that Pink was talking about.
Right. No, the thing is, you can take nagging up to a point, you know what I'm saying? But if she gets in your face with the nagging, that takes it to another level. That's
a whole other level.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you can deal with somebody after you do things.
But should there even really be that? I should be able to talk to you. If we're dating...
Uh-oh, she got dropped.
I thought that was me.
She got dropped. Okay. But she'll be back in a minute, though. But while we're waiting, let me see. I got area code 913. Let me see if they have a question. Do you have a question? State your name. I know you're calling from either Kansas or somewhere. You have a question? Okay, they don't.
Oh, you calling from? You like, I know where you're calling from.
Well, you know, that's area code. I know that area code. But anyway, okay, back to what she was saying, and I hope she gets back because... she was hitting on something that I thought was important. But anyway, let me see. You may have another caller out here that has a question. 803, you have a question? Okay, no. But I think this is going pretty good. And Pink, I want you to give away your other item.
Give it
to
DV.
DV wants it? He wants to use it on somebody?
Diva D got one, and she know Pink. I ain't get one.
Okay. All right. So let me see. I think we have Miss Cotton back. Miss Cotton, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I just didn't hear
sometimes
you.
Sometimes you get dropped. That's okay. Now, what was you saying? You were saying something and you dropped off.
I was saying that, you know, the nagging thing, that irritates me. You know, I can't even get down with the nagging, but because to me it's another form of belittling, another form of talking down. So if I have to nag you, then we probably shouldn't be in a relationship, because truthfully, if I say to you once or maybe even twice, honey, can you do something, and it hasn't been done yet, then maybe I need to figure another way, or maybe I need to, you know, rethink this right here. But I just don't think that that's necessary. I should be able to talk to you in a way, because you are a grown person and you love me and I love you. We should be able to communicate in a way where there's no nagging, there's no belittling, there's no me putting you down. And the only thing that I'm doing with you is making sure that you're well fed in all areas, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually. I need to make sure that we do that for each other. And if that's not happening, then there's a problem. Because by all means, I've never done the nagging thing, so I don't even understand why women do that. But if you're willing to accept that, then it's something, for me, it's something wrong with you to be okay with somebody nagging you in any way.
It comes with complacency. You know, when people get comfortable in a relationship, a man knows how long he can test a woman's patience before he can't test it anymore. So, I mean, it's not something that we enjoy, but it's kind of a natural progression. You know, because like we all
like this. Speak for yourself.
Well, what I'm saying is,
I'm just fucking with you.
But you know, like I grew up watching Married with Children, and you know,
right.
like Peg on the show, she would constantly be in Al's face, and he would just, you know, stick his hand in his pants and be like, "Yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'll do it eventually." And you know, a lot of shows dealt with that male type of ego, that male type of stigma that, you know, keep yelling and I'm sticking my hand in my pants and I get to it when I get to it. You know, so I mean, I guess that's the kind of idea that a lot of us have in our heads, that, you know, as long as the woman isn't threatening our very lives or threatening to take something away from us, you know, we'll kind of do it at our time. It's just simply the male ego trying to, you know, put things to the side to say, look, you know, you're the woman, I'm still the man, I'll do it when I get to it. And, it, you know, it's kind of his way of fighting back, you know, it's kind of his rebellion streak, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
Well, if we respect our men, I think that wouldn't
uh-huh.
be a problem. And you know what, some men are really, I talk to a lot of my girlfriends, and there's tough times in dating. Some men are overstepping boundaries, as Ms. Cotton says right off the bat, they're talking about sex. You know, they're bossy, or they don't listen and don't let you talk, and there's complaints about them being cheap or them whatever. And so
they're sending you a picture of their penis over the phone.
Oh,
that's
my God.
All that stuff.
Or,
you know,
hey, don't, hey, my Twitter account was hacked.
Okay, yeah, right,
hey.
Okay, Mr. Wiener. Women have to set the boundaries in the beginning. And if someone steps beyond that boundary, then you need to let them go, because that's a good indication of what they'll do later. So the initial dating stages is when you weed that out. You don't have sex early on, because then you don't think clearly, because an orgasm will skew your judgment. So you've got to get to know them from the waist up, set the boundaries, and if they're beyond that, let them go. You're right. Don't nag about it. Don't bitch and moan. But there are some men that do some pretty stupid things, just like women do. And
we need to
basically say, you know what, I'm not okay with that. You have every right to do that. And I have said this before. You have every right to do that, but I'm not comfortable with it, so I'm moving on.
Right.
And then they're going to come
back
and say they've changed, and they haven't. They haven't changed.
Right.
They're just not a good match for me. There are some women that let them do that for so long that they think they can get away with it.
Okay.
You've got to have boundaries.
Now I believe that's good. Now, there's a caller on here it's all ones. I guess they wanted their number covered up. Are you there? Okay. I was just wondering who that was, because sometimes we get numbers that are covered and it's all ones. So I didn't know if they had a question. But anyway, all right. So I think this is going pretty good. We got about 30 minutes left, and the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we were talking on the subject that, you know, I kind of like this form the way we're doing it now. I know we bring authors on to talk about their books and stuff as well, but I kind of like the way the shows have been going, and especially these last two shows we've been doing, you know, having a panel and discussing these things, because I think this is a lot of stuff that we, as not only African-Americans, but as a people, we don't really talk on sex like we should, because it's always been so taboo. And then I think, not trying to blame slavery or anything, but a lot of that did have something to do with some of the attributes of how we are today as a people. And I think that what we think is taboo, you know, everybody else is a little open on it. And, you know, even with other countries, you know, it's, you know, sex is not as deep as we take it here in this country. You know, we make it so taboo, and I think that people like it that way because they want it to be a taboo thing, because it makes it more, makes it more doing something wrong. It's more better, you know, more stimulating, I guess.
Right.
But I think this is very good, you know, and, you know, I can make this, I would love this to continue to go on and on and on, but I know everybody has other things to do in their lives besides talking about this on the show.
I wanted to say something.
Yeah, go ahead. You got time. We got 30 minutes.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say a couple of things. One of those things being, because I had posted this in the love letter, and I asked a question, and I think you might have commented on it, Red.
Uh-huh.
I asked the question, why is sex, because mind you, as I write erotic, I'm still a very godly woman. Keep that in mind.
Right.
And so people think that sex and God don't go together. people think that,
well, how can that be?
Spirituality
how,
and sex don't
right.
go together. When that's not the truth. The truth is that there are several, I call them layers. There are several layers to most of us. And I have my erotic self, I have my sex self, I have my love self, I have my godly self, I have my friend self, I have my mother self. I could go on and on. The list just goes on. There's so many different layers, but the one thing that comes first, of course, is God. But in all of that, in the Bible, it talks about the sexual activities that went on. It just wasn't detailed
well, you know,
as we make it today,
see,
and it should be.
And
well,
you know,
see, this is
a lot of times they try to make it. A lot of times they try to make it because it's not really detailed, like you said in the Bible. They even some churches will preach, and we're not going to get deep into this, but a lot of churches
right.
will kind of preach that, you know, sex is only for reproduction and all that, and it's not for pleasure, and that's bullshit. I'm sorry. it's
that
not
is...
just for that. God did not create that just for that reason, and if you believe that, then that's your belief. I'm sorry if you don't like what I'm saying. But the thing is it wouldn't feel good if it wasn't for pleasure as well. I'm sorry. I mean, you just have to do
right.
it in the right aspects. You can't do it
right.
for the wrong reason.
And,
so,
of course, being in a committed relationship and being married, those are the right aspects.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not married. I'm loving this shit. I'm not saying
well,
I'm not going to get married.
You're in a committed relationship. I said commit. I said committed
yeah,
relationship.
You did, baby. You did. I'm sorry. You did.
Okay. But this is the thing. When you know, I kind of was raised in the church, you know, and everything that I'm doing
no,
is a rejection
really?
Of that. Yeah, really.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But the thing is, the Bible has so many parables that correlate to the things that we do. You know, you take, you know, the Ten Commandments. You know, each one of the Ten Commandments was broken in the Bible, and there were repercussions basically for what happened. You know, like take the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, it loosely states that there was rampant sex and homosexuality, and so God burned the city down, and Lot's wife, who turned around and looked back at the city when she wasn't supposed to, got turned into a pillar of salt. So the thing is,
right.
these are the parables that we take. We say that your homosexuality is bad, period, because God burned down the city where homosexuality was happening. We say, you know, rampant sex and fornication and infidelity are bad because those are the things that were occurring in the city that God struck down. You know, you take the story of Jonah and the whale. Jonah, not only did he lie, but he ran away from his responsibilities. So what happened? He got swallowed up. So lying all of a sudden is very, very bad. And people take it to that nth degree because of the parables that are in the Bible. You know, I'm not saying it's right, but I mean, let's be honest. You know, whenever you go to a preacher, it's gloom and doom. If you don't do this, then you will burn in hell. And that's
exactly.
the message
and
that we carry. And as black people, we are inherently more religious than a lot of other people. We shun homosexuality. We don't want to talk about fornication. These are the things that we intentionally avoid simply because if we talk about them, that means we got to talk about them. You know?
Right.
So,
and you're right. You know, you're right. My thing is And people are probably gonna get upset with me on this one. If you're an avid church goer and everything, I'm about to bust you out. I'm sorry. All y'all that take y'all sex lives and sex stories to the preacher, to the pastor, and he's telling you how to fuck and what you can and can't do in your bedroom, you're wrong. You don't need to be doing this. He don't need to be all up in your damn bedroom. I'm sorry. You know, that's between you and God. If y'all can't handle that, then I don't know. But, you know, a lot of people do that. I've been in churches. The reason why I know that is because I've been in churches where there have been people, they take everything to the pastor, and including their sexual activities, what they can and
yeah,
can't do.
Yeah,
you definitely And I don't think he's a man,
that.
First of all. He's a man, first of all.
He still
okay,
is.
So
he's
you,
a man
you,
first.
You
he's
don't
a man
need
first.
To be doing all that. You just don't.
Yeah.
You know, And if you're married, it says the bed is undefiled, so you can do anything you want to your mate in the bedroom anyway. The Bible says that, since we go on Bible, you know. But the thing is, you know, I just don't think that you should be doing all that. That's my opinion. If you want to do that, fine. But I'm just saying, you know, you got to remember, a lot of churches do things because they want certain things to happen in their churches. They want a certain amount of monies or whatever. I'm not downing churches. I'm just saying that there are certain things that they do. So they're going to do what they have to do to keep your condemnation on you, to keep your tithes coming in and all these things so that you can feel guilty about what you're doing. So please don't get mad at me if I'm dogging you about church or whatever. I love God and all that, but it's nothing to do with that. Anyway, all right. Now
but you know what
it
is?
We got 25 minutes. Yes.
preachers are the broke man's therapist, and that's what it comes down to. Because you don't want to pay for a real therapist who knows what they're talking about. You're just going to talk to a preacher who just has experience from other stories or his or her own life. So, you know, it's basically, you know, the broke man's therapist, and that's basically what they do. They go to the preacher hoping that they've heard another story, when the truth of the matter is, if you can't talk about this with somebody who's trained to do it, you know, the preacher may tell you some kind words, but you need real therapy. You know, you might need some real help.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I mean, seek out help.
And there's all types of sexual examples in the Bible as well. Just like, they don't like to talk about this, but, you know, when Noah finally got in the ark and everything and it got on the other side, you know, there was a point where, I believe it was Noah, his daughters, when they tried to have sex with him because they thought that they needed to help their dad. So, you know, I mean, there's all types of situations that's in the Bible that people don't ever want to talk about those different things. All they want to do is say that, like you said, homosexuality is wrong or whatever. But the thing is, you know, if you're going to talk about stuff, then you look at everything. Don't just take one piece.
Most subjects that we choose to write about, you can correlate it to the Bible. And so there's nothing that everything's been done under the sun before. We can't, you know, life is stranger than fiction. So I understand what Ms. Cotton's saying. There's a taboo with the whole sex aspect when you write. But focus on the characters, and people need to focus on the fact that if I were an addict and a stripper and a prostitute and an abuser and all the things that I write about in my books, how could that be me? I have a vivid imagination,
exactly,
just like we all do when we write erotica. And so it is a gift to be able to do that. But when people try to personalize that into your being and think that that's you, those are the people I think that you need to really check and step away.
Exactly, because I've had some folks come to me telling me,
we bring our characters through their journey. It's not our journey,
exactly,
their journey.
Right.
And to be labeled
and
erotica tells you a lot about that person. I know I posted something on my page one day about my church that I go to, and Pastor Dale Bronner said this, and one of my listeners said, oh, well, you know, what does he think about Pink? What does that have to do with what I said to my pastor? What did that mean? So that told me a lot about what they think about erotica.
Right, exactly.
Now, my pastor
knows what I do
for a living.
I had somebody tell me one time that they thought I had all these groupies and all this stuff, and they couldn't handle dating me because they thought that, you know, I might, everything in the book, they don't know if I really did it or not and all this. I mean, it's fiction, people. This is fake.
Just like
this shit
is
not real.
If you write about somebody murdering, everything you could write,
that's what I'm saying.
They don't think those people do that. They don't think you robbed a bank and stabbed somebody and blew up
Did Stephen King kill everybody? That's right. Did Stephen King kill all the people that he wrote about in his books? Come on.
No, but you know what?
I think it's that they want you to be like that. That's what I think.
They want to live vicariously through you.
Because that's so true. You know,
they want to live vicariously
through you. If I wrote about murdering, that wouldn't mean that I murdered somebody. It's a book. But because it's sexual, I think it's more of a fantasy, like you said, that they want you
to
be like that.
They want to live vicariously through you.
They try to live
vicariously through the Red Snapper character. They think, well, Red Snapper, every girl that he has, she's got to be a hoe because Red Snapper writes about sex. So, you know, they want to live vicariously through you and let you run through the city and all this. And then when you get in trouble, if you're a dumbass, you do what they say, you get in trouble. They want to talk about you. See, I knew he was fucked up.
And I can understand that. I don't want the listeners to think that we're saying every reader is that way. I'm not saying every reader is that way at all. With me, it's mainly the males. And I get some mail, you know, I get inboxed on Facebook with people flirting with me, and the first thing they want to do in their first introduction is say something sexual on my Pink page.
Yeah.
They don't do that on my Marissa Monet page, but on my Pink page, I get that. So, it's not everyone. I'm not stereotyping everyone.
But from where we sit,
the fact that we're bringing this up in
unison
means that we're experiencing it.
I get that all the time. There are
people who want to label and categorize you simply because it's easy. There are, like, you know how we watch these shows where there are train wrecks of people on the show and yet you can't turn away? It's because it's easy to categorize those people. Those fools crazy. I'd never be like that. People love to see a dysfunctional life. So the thing is, in order to make you seem dysfunctional, they automatically categorize you. You write erotica, you must be dysfunctional. You might have been incest, you know, your father may have raped you, or, you know, you may have some deviant sex life. There, people are so quick to categorize who you are simply because of something
you do.
And that's what they do. It doesn't matter, you know, even if they don't openly say it, if they read an erotica novel that's yours and they read this, you know, hot sex scene, they're thinking, man, this person nasty. I can't believe they wrote something like this. They may not openly say it, but, you know, and they thought.
Let me tell you, DV, if they read Acts of Congress and they see what's going on in that book, they're going to really have me pegged as a crazy motherfucker. Anyway, the book is off the damn chain, the story. But it's fiction. It's just a story. But you're right. A lot of people take this stuff because they don't know no other way to characterize you as who you are, so they think you're the person that's in the book or you're the characters. And these are characters you invented. And they'll tell you, well, they came from your mind, so it's got to be you. You know, I mean,
but remember, when Zane first came out, everybody had this image in her head that she was super fine. She got to be so hot because she writes these hot novels.
Oh, man, don't say that on here, please.
But when they saw who Zane was, they were like, man, that's not Zane. Because Zane is, you know, this woman with a 10-inch waist and triple Z boobs. You know what I'm saying? But see, that's the stigma that you get. You know, if you put your if you don't put your picture in the back of the book, everyone has this idea of who you are and what you look like, and you're over sexualized. You know, and if you put your picture in the back of the book, now they see you for you are for then you know they see you and they're like, okay, now I can put them in this category. They nasty. That's the category I'm gonna put them in.
Right. Now we got 18 minutes, y'all, and what I want to do is give each one of y'all a chance to kind of say a little bit about your books and what you guys got going on. We got 18 minutes, so I want to give you a little bit of time. And, you know, I wish we could keep doing this every week. I know y'all don't want to do this every week, but I have other people that I want to have come on. We can ask questions, but I really want to kind of do this once a month if we can, where if you guys agree to come on once a month, and we can just talk about this.
I don't know any of these people.
And Pink, I know you have a big schedule, but if you got time, we'd love to have you come back. And, you know, this is something. I know DV is always going to be here, so we can definitely do it, because I enjoy the panel we have. Oh, let's listen to you, man.
I've been thinking about having a group of erotica writers start a radio show, and I didn't have time to do it. So if we do this once a month, I'm down. I'm down for it.
Okay, well, then let's do it once a month, and I'll let you know exactly when. We'll do it maybe the first Monday, well, second Monday of every month. We can do that and have it where it's you guys know to come on, and we're just going to talk that stuff.
And not how about this? Each month, somebody different picks a topic that we jump off of. You know?
Okay, that's
so
good. And that'll work. So, Pink, you bring the next one for next month.
Okay, I will.
You got
to
let us know. You got to let us know what it is.
Gonna be the second Monday of next month is going to be
that's the week before
the 5th. No,
the 12th.
We don't have it. It had to be the 12th because we don't have a show on the 5th. All right, so yeah. So go ahead, guys. 12. Kind of tell people what you're doing because we got about 16 minutes. So start off with
the book, right? You know, I got one more.
Okay.
DV. I already told you that's DVs.
Well, you know, I she still has this other item that she wants to give away, but we only got about 16 minutes. So if you want to save it for next week, next time, you can do it as well that time.
No, or can we take one more call and see if somebody wants it?
Okay, well, let me see if we got
another
call.
I'm hanging up and I'm going to call.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me see if we got another call.
Am I being bossy?
No, you're not. If you're going to be calling on the show once a month, you can't be bossy. Okay, area code 916. This is 317.
You're denying me.
Is this someone that has not been on the call? Or is this somebody that's already on the call, that 317 number? 916. That's you.
Yeah, they called it. They've been on the line.
Okay, so let me see. We have area code 845.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Denise. I'm calling from New York. I was on last week about the erotic reading out loud.
Okay, well, good. And you're the one that's going to get the item from Pink then. Pink, go ahead and tell everybody.
Hey!
Do it like Bob Barker.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Denise.
It's
She's the right one to get it then, huh?
Pink. Yep, it's a velvet pearl Bullet, a.k.a. Vibe, with the battery. It's waterproof, and it's all yours. So just inbox me your mailing address, and I'll send it to you. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, now, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, I've been trying to get on Blog Talk. I can't find your show on Blog Talk, so I can't even follow the chat room or anything. But when is the next show?
Well, we have shows every Monday. The next show will be the 12th of September, and it's every Monday except for holiday Mondays, okay?
Okay.
And that's what we have a show. And it's always Central Time is 9 o'clock. It's probably 10 on the East Coast.
Right.
Actually, 8 o'clock. I'm sorry. It's 9 on the East Coast. So,
right, because I'm a follower.
Yeah,
I'm following
your show. Okay, well, and it is on Blog Talk. I don't know why it's not showing up, but if you don't see it there, you can get on my Red Snapper Facebook, or you can go on www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, and we'll have information there as well. So,
okay.
But if you become a friend, if you're not a friend on my Facebook, do that so you can get those invites every week when we do it.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. And like I said, we do these things, and congratulations on you winning that prize.
Yeah.
My prize. That was mine.
It was your prize?
He wanted to use it. He wanted to stick that on his booty or something. I don't know what he wanted to do. But anyway.
Oh,
hey,
God.
You don't. I'll never tell.
Yeah. Did you talk about that?
Okay,
well,
you know.
Did you talk about that? Did you talk
about
the simulation tonight? Did you talk about it? Did I miss it?
Nope,
what was
it
that you missed? I'm sorry.
She said anal stimulation. We didn't talk about it. We didn't
get into that. And we only got 13 minutes to it. And I know DV don't want to hear about anal.
Next show.
We can talk about
next
that.
Show.
The next show is going to be September 12th as far as the panel, right?
Right.
Okay.
So you guys, look, but Pink, you guys can call any Monday. I mean, I don't care. You know, I have other guests on the show, but still, you guys are welcome to come on anytime, and we'll have you on the show. You know, because I like when we have panels and we're able to talk about whatever. Because most of the time, we talk about the books. We let people talk about their books and stuff. And then we do get into subjects, so because that's what we do. And we want people to be comfortable when they come on the show. So, like I said, Word Sexy Radio is not a radio show that is scripted where you have to have certain questions and you have to answer back a certain way and you can say certain things. We wide the fuck open, as you know. So that's what we do. And we're going to keep being that way. And we're labeled explicit. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. That's what we do. And that's what we need more of. So, like I said, once you've been on here, you know, you're welcome to come back. There's no, you know, all you got to do is let me know you want to come on the show and you can come on. So that forum, this can be your show. If you're asking, oh, I want to do a show with Erotic Writers, here it is. We got it. It's right here for us.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got 11 minutes. Anybody got anything they want to say before we prepare to depart for this evening, which I hate this part of the show, man, when we have such a great show.
No.
Anybody got anything they want to put out? Where they going to be or what's going on in any places you're going to be? People can see you.
Do you mind if I say something? Oh, go ahead, Ms. Cotton. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I just recently did a show. I did a show. It was my first show that I put on called Skin. There was some silhouettes, some strawberries, some wine, candles. It was a whole poetry slash with nice music, you know, great performers. And I'm hoping that I can take this, make it bigger, which means I'll be coming to Kansas so that Red can come, Red can attend my show. The theme is called Skin, so you can imagine.
I'd like to be the MC, if you don't mind. I would love to volunteer to be the MC of the show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, we would love to do that. You know, we got the voice, and we'll definitely be happy to get up there and let people, you know, see the voice that goes with, or our face that goes with the voice, and then finally get to see who Red Snapper is and who don't know. But
right.
Like I said, you know, it's just, it would be fun. I would enjoy doing that. And, yeah, Skin is good. It's kind of like another version of Jessica Holter's Two Nanny Poets, except it's not as, I mean, I don't think, yours is a little bit more sensuous, I think. Hers is a little bit more, a little more graphic.
Yeah.
And we've had one of her poets on the show. I'm gonna see if I can get Devarsay back on here, and she's real wide open with her poetry. I mean, she just wide open with her shit.
Well, I had, that was one of the things that I had, and I didn't find out until later, that I had one of the original Pooh Nanny poets, because her and I are connecting on a different level, who lives in this area, which was surprising to me, because I've never heard of the Pooh Nanny poets until then. And I'm like, I don't even know what they do, but, you know,
well,
I'm
you know, they've been on
my
Real
own
Talk.
Thing, so.
I thought it was
What is it, Real Talk on the HBO, the old shows they had on there, and of course, Jessica writes for Zane now. She's got some books that she does through Zane's label right now. So, So you know, I'm glad to have y'all. Now, Pink, you don't have anything coming up?
I do. I have not until November. I've got to finish a book in the next month, but in November I have an event at the Central Library out here. But I was going to tell the listeners, if they have read Erotic City, I've been nominated for an African-American Literary Award, and the voting ends on Friday, September 2nd. So if they would go to literaryawardshow.com and vote, there are a lot of great authors and entertainers that are listed. So if they would vote on that website before Friday, that would be great.
That'd be great. And if y'all are on Facebook, be sure and tell me happy birthday Thursday, please. No, I'm just playing.
Because
yes, I'm turning the big 50, and I'm happy about that milestone birthday because, you know, that's 50. I'm getting ready to hit that number, and I'm still just as sexy as ever. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Yes, you are.
You know, so we want to do that. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like it, just say happy birthday to a brother. DB, what you got going on, man?
Okay,
what you got going on?
I'm gonna come. You know what? After this conversation, I'm gonna come out with my own poetry book to counter the Pooh Nanny poets. I'm gonna call it Ding-a-ling Dialogue. All right. And any man who, you know, I'm just joking, but real talk. Like in 2 weeks, you know, I'll be up there with Red in St. Louis, wilding out. Right now, I have, you know, I'm the writer of two books, Valentine and If You Don't Tell. Right now, having a sale on Amazon. If you have a Kindle or a Nook, the book is only $2.99. So go ahead and out and get it. You know, DVD, you know, I love Florida women because, you know what, real talk, like I went to a Florida school. I graduated from Florida school, and it was Florida women that kind of turned me out. So I know exactly what she's talking about. I was just giving her a hard time because, you know, that's what I do.
That's all right.
But
we understand. It wouldn't be a show without you doing that, brother.
Yeah,
hard time is good.
But yes, that's what I've been told. But I enjoy talking.
And for some of y'all, I don't know if everybody know who I am, but I am an erotic author as well. My name is Red Snapper, and I am the author of 9 erotic fiction novels. I just had one come out called Acts of Congress, which goes into the political realm of our political system, but it gets into the what happens behind closed doors at night after they've done their legislature. So, you know, we get into that. And then I'm also in the process of writing a sequel to the Scandalous Motives series called Scandalous Motives 1 Decade Later. So it's 10 years after the 4-book series. People have been asking what's going on with these characters. So I have brought them back to life. And it's really easy to bring these characters back to life and get them to do stuff because I've done so much with them. So they're just kind of writing themselves in this book. So that's going to be coming out in 2012. And again, I'm going to be at the in St. Louis at the Fall on Books Literary Conference with DV and a few others. We're going to be down there in St. Louis from the 16th to the 18th of September. And we're just going to just do what we can. And I'm going to definitely start trying to get to more conferences during the year so people can get to know who I am. And you know, just kind of get out there. You know, I got these books, and I enjoy writing. So, you know, I want to get awards and stuff, too, sometime. But, you know, my thing is, as long as I can write and people can enjoy the writing as well, I want to do that. And I want to congratulate you on being nominated, Pink. That's awesome. Absolutely
Thank
awesome
you.
That you can get nominated for
Thank
that. And,
you so
and I
much.
Hope you win. I really do. I mean, I know there's other people that's probably on this. That's
I
good
know.
Too, but, you know,
yes,
we, you know,
a lot of talented
all
authors
of them.
Out there that some are nominated and some are not. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there. So
yes, a whole lot of talent.
To be able to keep writing is good. But remind me, there is a date on September 17th. It's a Saturday while you're in Kansas City doing Fall Into Books. I'm doing the Fall Fiction Fest in Milwaukee with Kim Roby and about 6 other featured authors. So that's September 17th in Milwaukee. So if anyone goes to
you know somebody I
want to
meet. Hopefully I'll get,
pardon me?
I want to meet her one day. One of these days, I hope I get to meet Kim Lowe. to see how she, you know,
she's
how
a doll.
Her.
She's a nice lady.
I know she is. I want to meet her. You know, I, like I said, I'm starting to get around and meeting some of the authors and stuff, but, you know, it's just, you know, I just want to get a chance to do that. I'm going to start moving around and doing that, and that's what we're going to do, so. But, you know, I just want to thank all of you, all of y'all, for coming on the show. And like I said, you know, we're going to keep doing this stuff. We're going to do this once a month, and we're going to start just having fun, you know, just doing these things and talking the subject and just having people, you know, call in. And we had a lot of people call in this evening. We thank all of you that called in and that was interested.
That's my vibrator.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about the vibrator. I'm sorry.
Inboxer.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm sorry.
Maybe
I'm sorry.
Inboxer.
All right, got it.
Inboxer? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, like I said, you know, you know, I don't know what to say on that, but I guess you want one, you get one. You know, that's it. But like I said, I just thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedules to come on the show. And, you know, we enjoy you guys, and we enjoy your writing, we enjoy your talent, and keep on doing it no matter what. And I hope you win that award, and we'll just keep on going and supporting each other.
Congratulations.
So,
appreciate you.
Yeah, congrats.
We definitely want to keep it going, that's for sure, yeah. So, all right, so guys, we'll be talking
Red,
to you
thank
next
you
time.
For having us on, Red.
No
yeah.
problem, and we're definitely, like I said, whenever you want to come back on, just let me know. You are definitely welcome to come back on the show. So just do that.
All right.
All right. So here we go. All right. I'm trying to get this. I don't know why my stuff is acting up here, but we'll talk to you guys next time.
All right,
okay.
TV.
Have a good night.
Bye, TV.
Okay.
Have a good
right.
night.
Bye-bye.
You okay.
Too. Bye. See you later. Thank you.